made on behalf of all men.
为君王和一切在位的也该如此，使我们可以敬虔端正，平安无事的度日。
For kings and all who are in authority, in order that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity.
这是好的，在神我们救主面前可蒙悦纳。
This is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior.
他愿意万人得救，明白真道。
Who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth.
因为只有一位神，在神和人中间只有一位中保，乃是降世为人的基督耶稣。
For there is one God and one mediator also between God and men, the man Jesus, Christ Jesus.
他舍自己做万人的赎价，到了时候这事必证明出来。
Who gave himself as a ransom for all, the testimony born at the proper time.
我为此奉派做传道的，做使徒，做外邦人的师父，教导他们相信，学习真道。我说的是真话，并不是谎言。
And for this I was appointed a preacher and apostle. I am telling the truth. I am not lying as a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth.
我愿男人无愤怒，无争论，举起圣洁的手，随处祷告。
Therefore, I want the men in every place to pray, lifting up holy hands without wrath and dissension.
又愿女人廉耻，自守，以正派衣裳为装饰，不以鞭法、黄金、珍珠和贵价的衣裳为装饰。
Likewise, I want women to adorn themselves with proper clothing, modestly and discreetly, not with braided hair and gold or pearls or costly garments.
只要有善行，这才与自称是敬神的女人相宜。
But rather by means of good works, as befits women making a claim to godliness.
女人要沉静学道，一味的顺服。
Let a woman quietly receive instruction with entire submissiveness.
我不许女人讲道，也不许她辖管男人，只要沉静。
But I do not allow a woman to teach or exercise authority over men, but to remain quiet.
因为先造的是亚当，后造的是夏娃。
For it was Adam who was first created, and then Eve.
且不是亚当被引诱，乃是女人被引诱，陷在罪里。
And it was not Adam who was deceived, but the woman being quite deceived fell into transgression.
然而女人若长存信心、爱心，有圣洁自守，就必在生产上得救。
But women shall be preserved through the bearing of children if they continue in faith and love and sanctity with self-restraint.
好，我们圣经就先念到这里。
This concludes our Bible reading for now.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
万事万物都在改变。
All things and everything is being changed.
唯有你永远都不改变。
However, you never change.
你是我们的磐石。
You are our rock.
你是我们永远的拯救。
You are our eternal salvation.
你是我们永远的盼望。
You are our eternal hope.
早晨我们把心中的感谢赞美来归给你。
This morning we give you our praises and gratitude unto you.
愿你借着圣灵再一次向你的儿女们说话。
Through the Holy Spirit, please speak to your children again.
我们求主把你自己丰满的同在充满在这里。
We entreat the Lord to presence your abundant presence here.
让我们都因着你能够重新得力。
So that through you we will gain new strength.
我们把下垂的手、发酸的腿都挺起来。
We want to lift up our weak hands and our weak knees.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
We look to Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith.
让你自己的旨意能够成就在你教会的当中。
So that your will be done in your church.
我们早晨一同谦卑地匍匐在你的面前。
Today, in all humility, we prostrate ourselves before you.
你自己来向我们说话。
You yourself speak to us.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
提摩太前书 是使徒保罗在他年老的时候所写的书信。
First Timothy was written by the Apostle Paul in his old age.
使徒保罗何等巴望把他在主的面前这一生生活侍奉最宝贵最重要的一些事交通给年轻的提摩太。
How the Apostle Paul wants to fellowship the most important lessons he has learned in his life and his service to the young Timothy.
盼望在神的家中得着一班年轻人。
He desired for God to gain a group of young people in the household of God.
能够让主的见证继续地持守下去。
So that the testimony of the Lord can be sustained.
让神得着合用的器皿。
So that God would gain vessels fitting for him.
所以在第一章里面你发现一上来他嘱咐提摩太要禁止要让那些传异教的人禁止那些传异教的人。
So you see that Paul told Timothy in chapter 1 verse 2 to instruct certain men not to teach other doctrines.
看见一件非常稀奇的事。
You notice something very amazing here.
使徒保罗告诉提摩太。
The Apostle Paul told Timothy.
一个神所使用的器皿。
A vessel that is being used by God.
一个神的仆人。
A servant of God.
并不是一个好好先生。
Is not a Mr. Nice Guy.
他要学习责备。
He needs to learn how to reprove others.
这是非常稀奇的一件事。
This is an amazing thing.
使徒保罗在这里告诉年轻的提摩太。
The Apostle Paul tells the young Timothy here.
要想成为神手中合用的器皿。
If you want to be a vessel fit for his service.
有一件事他必须要学的。
There's one thing he has to learn.
就是他能够来抵挡那些传异教的人。
That he has to be able to stand contrary to people who are teaching other doctrines.
我们知道，责备人是一件很难的事。
We know that to reprove others is a difficult thing.
没有人愿意去责备人的。
Nobody wants to reprove others.
弟兄姊妹，作为一个责备人的人，他自己必须学习受责备。
A person who needs to reprove others needs to learn first how to be reproved.
使徒保罗在他的生命中他接受神给他的责备。
The Apostle Paul has received all of the reproofs in his own life.
圣灵是可以向他说不的。
The Holy Spirit can say no to the Apostle Paul.
圣灵是可以禁止他的。
The Holy Spirit can restrain him.
一个人在生命中从来没有任何人可以向他说 no, 这样的人是不能够学习责备人的。
A person who can never receive other people to tell him no, can never learn the lesson of reproving others.
我们都跟贵弟兄有许多的接触。
We all have a lot of encounters with Brother Wei.
我觉得在我生命中我有一方面印象非常深刻的。
There's one thing that is inched into my memory.
贵弟兄会责备人。
Brother Wei reproved other people.
弟兄姊妹，我们年长的弟兄会责备人的。
Brothers and sisters, our elderly brother did reprove other people.
我们很多时候我们想到的是，我们弟兄温柔和慈爱的一面。
A lot of times we remember our meekness and his gentleness.
但是神所使用的器皿。
However, a vessel that is useful by God.
能够肩扛神见证的器皿。
A vessel by God who can strengthen the testimony of God.
乃是在神面前学习能够责备人。
It's one that can learn to reprove others before God.
魏弟兄不止一次地跟我讲。
Brother Wei has mentioned this more than once to me.
他说他的生活需要受责备。
He said that his own life required reproving.
我非常的震惊。
I was in shock.
因为在我的眼中
In my eyes,
我的生命需要受责备。
I needed to be reproved.
但是年长弟兄，他说他的生命需要受责备。
However, Brother Wei, this elderly brother said that he needed to be reproved in his life.
弟兄姊妹，若想学习责备人，我们自己必须学习，我们的生命需要受责备。
To learn the lesson to know how to properly reprove others, we first need to learn how we ought to be reproved in our own lives.
有的时候我跟魏子英交谈。
Sometimes I used to talk to Brother Wei.
我说最近实在惹了很多麻烦。
So I said, recently I've encountered many difficulties.
属灵的原则也不懂。
I didn't understand the spiritual principles.
还做了很多不该做的事情。
And I did a lot of things I should not have done.
我把很多事情跟魏定交通。
So I fellowshiped many, many things with Brother Wei.
魏定一句话都不讲。
Brother Wei would not utter a word to me.
我说你该责备我一句了。
I said, maybe you should reprove me somewhat.
哪怕提醒一下也好。
Maybe you should just remind me a little bit.
所以有一次我就硬着头皮就问他。
So one time with my thick skin, I asked him.
我说你怎么一句都不讲。
How come you didn't utter a word?
你就说我一句就好了。
You just say something. That's good enough.
魏立军等了一下。
Brother Wei paused a little.
他跟我讲，他说我怕你受不了。
he said, "Oh, I'm afraid you cannot take it."
弟兄姊妹，责备人是非常不容易的。
It is not easy at all to reprove others.
我们自己的生命需要学习受责备。
In our own lives, we need to learn how to be reproved.
但是你就发现，如果你真的要去责备的时候，人家可能受不了。
However, when you know you really have to reprove others, the other person may not be able to take it.
使徒保罗在这里为年轻的提摩太做个榜样。
So here, Apostle Paul has set an example for the young Timothy.
这一个责备还不是用言语。
And this reproof is not conducted only in words.
还不是借着律法。
And it is not a reproving in the law.
使徒保罗这里特别把他自己在神面前蒙恩的经历告诉年轻的提摩太。
So the Apostle Paul fellowship with the young Timothy, his own spiritual experiences.
弟兄姊妹，这一个责备是因着这个生命从这个启明里面显明出来。
The reproving showed up because life was manifested from the vessel.
我记得有一次我在跟魏弟兄在谈话的时候。
One time I was having a dialogue with Brother Wei.
那个时候我刚从这个国内回来。
At that time, I just returned from China.
我讲到一些消极的东西。
I talked about some passive things.
我实在觉得需要这个为国内祷告。
I felt that we really needed to pray for China.
所以我就觉得要把一些事情好像要告诉魏弟兄。
So I felt like I needed to share things with Brother Wei.
出乎我意料之外。
But totally out of my expectation,
魏弟兄突然站起来。
Brother Wei suddenly stood up.
说求主赦免我。
He said that may the Lord forgive me.
求主赦免我。
May the Lord forgive me.
我当时可以说就吓到了。
At that time I was in shock.
我知道，当我在讲这些消极的东西的时候。
When I realized when I was sharing these pessimistic things,
这是主所不喜悦。
This is not pleasing to the Lord.
一个学习责备人的人。
A person who has learned the lesson of reproving others.
他不是用言语来责备的。
He would not use just words to reprove others.
很多时候是借着他对事情的反应。
A lot of times through the reactions to events, he is
reproving others. 是他的生活。
It is through his living, that his life, that he is reproving others.
很多时候借着弟兄他交通主的话语，主的灵从里面出来了。
A lot of times through the fellowship of his word, his spirit is manifested from him.
那个灵出来了就成为我们里面的光。
Because when the spirit shows forth, that becomes the light inside us.
让我们能够回到主的正路上。
So that we can return to the correct path.
让我们不滞留在黑暗的里面。
So that we would not fall into darkness.
所以使徒保罗在这里让年轻的提摩太看见这个光何等的重要。
So the Apostle Paul showed young Timothy how important this light is.
他何等需要来对付他的良心。
How he needs to have his conscience be dealt with.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们要在主面前认认真真的来学习这些属灵的功课。
Brothers and sisters, we need to learn seriously these spiritual lessons.
如果我们里面的光黑暗了，那个黑暗是何等的大呢？
If the light inside us is dim, how great is that darkness?
你看见，如果我们在良心的对付上我们疏忽了。
if we have ignored the lesson of having our conscience be dealt with,
很多时候我们可能没有那个所谓的无伪的信心。
A lot of times we would not have this sincere faith in verse 5.
因为这里面讲的是无伪的信心。
Here in verse 5, chapter 1, it talks about the sincere faith.
有些的信心是有掺杂的。
A lot of times our faith has a mixture in them.
我们说我们跟年长弟兄在一起，我们觉得我们很有信心。
A lot of times when we're with our elderly brothers, we feel that we have faith.
实际上我们的信心是有掺杂的。
In reality, there's mixture in our faith.
有的时候我们说我们单纯的依靠主。
Sometimes we say we will simply rely on the Lord.
但是我们却把很多事情到处去讲。
However, we talk about our things everywhere.
弟兄姊妹，这里面给我们看见，我们要在神面前真的对付我们的良心。
Here it shows that we really have to have our conscience be dealt with.
否则我们里面没有那个无伪的信心。
Otherwise, we would not be able to have this sincere faith.
我们也没有办法有那个清洁的心。
We also would not have this pure heart.
甚至我们的心里面都掺杂了，我们都不晓得。
So even to the extent that even we have mixtures in our heart and we don't even realize that.
更可怕的是，当有人传异教的时候，我们都没有分辨。
And more horribly, when people are preaching other doctrines, we don't even have the discernment.
弟兄姊妹，这让主的见证受到何等的亏损呢？
So this will cause great loss to God's testimony. Brothers and sisters, we need this light. We need reproving in daily lives.
就我个人来讲,
personally,
我觉得主把弟兄接去了,
I felt that the Lord has taken our brother away.
我觉得我所失去的,
what I have lost,
乃是一个父亲。
Is the reproving of the father of a father?
弟兄姊妹，父亲的责备，母亲的法则，是何等的宝贵的。
It is so precious to have a father's instruction and a mother's teaching.
这是我们头上的冠冕，是我们颈上的金钉。
Indeed, they are a graceful wreath to your head and an ornament about your neck.
这是第一章里面所特别告诉我们。
This is what chapter 1 is particularly reminding us.
那么到第二章，刚才我们弟兄已经替我讲了一部分了。
Now on to chapter 2. Our brother earlier has already preached a portion of the sermon.
使徒保罗这里告诉年轻的提摩太。
The apostle Paul here is telling young Timothy.
如果要在主手中成为一个合用的器皿。
If you want to be a vessel useful to the Lord,
如果我们盼望我们在这我们一生的年日当中能够有一天刚抬主的见证
，If we desire to one day bear the testimony of the Lord in one day,
我们必须学习祷告的功课。
We have to learn the lesson of prayer.
我们知道，我们的年长弟兄是一个祷告的人。
We know that our elderly brother was a man of prayer.
你知道一个祷告的人有什么特点？
Do you know what the distinct characteristic of a man of prayer?
弟兄姊妹，一个祷告的人哈，他是常常喜乐的一个人。
A man of prayer is someone who is always joyful.
为什么？
Why?
因为主所答应我们祷告的时候，常常是过于我们所求所想。
Because when the Lord answers our prayers, it's constantly is exceeding abundantly beyond all that we can ask or think.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不学习祷告，我们从来不知道什么叫做。他所赐给我们的是超过我们所求所想。
If we have not learned the lesson of prayer and we never understand how he can do exceedingly abundantly beyond all that we ask or think.
魏弟兄有一次，就告诉我。
One time, Brother Wei told me.
有一件事我一直为你祷告。
There's one thing I've always prayed for you.
那是在许多年以后。
That's many years after.
那么他说，我就为你的衣着祷告。
I pray for your clothes.
我就盼望你哈，那个能够该扔的就扔掉了。
I pray that the clothes you need to toss, you should toss.
这个至少到聚会里，有些衣服是不能穿的。
Especially there's certain clothes you should not wear to the meetings.
但他又说主没听他祷告。
He said that the Lord did not hear his prayers.
就是你太硬了。
He said that you're too stubborn.
为你祷告很久，一点都没有改变。
I prayed for you for a long time and you had not changed.
但是后来他说主的祷告是超过他所求所想。
And then he said that the Lord did exceedingly abundantly beyond all that he asked or thanked.
因为主赐给我一个贤惠的妻子。
Because the Lord gave me a noble wife.
所以他嫁给我第二天就把魏弟兄祷告的那些甚至超过他祷告的统统扔掉了。
So, the second day she married me, my noble wife tossed all that Brother Wei had prayed for.
超过我们所求所想。
Beyond all that we ask or think.
有的时候我们看见年长的弟兄常常喜乐。
A lot of times we saw that our elderly brother was rejoicing always.
弟兄姊妹，这是常常喜乐一个非常重要的秘诀。
This is a very important secret of rejoicing always.
当我们的主在教导我们祷告的时候
，When the Lord was teaching us how to pray，
就是你们祷告不要跑到十字街口，就是好像让人家知道你在祷告。
So the Lord said, "Do not go to the street corner, so that people would know that you're praying."
你们要进入暗室。
You need to go into the inner room.
还要把门关上。
And close the door.
说你要祷告你暗中的父。
And you pray to your father in secret.
你父必报答你。
And your father will reward you.
哎呦，我很喜欢这英文这个字。
I really like this word reward.
弟兄姊妹，可能我们祷告的主没有给我们。
Maybe the Lord did not give us what we prayed for.
但父亲一定给赏赐的。
However, the Father will surely reward you.
弟兄姊妹，你愿意祷告吗
？Brothers and sisters, are you willing to pray?
当有祷告聚会的时候，你愿意来吗
？Are you willing to come to prayer meetings?
弟兄姊妹，我们发现有许多的弟兄姊妹。
We discover that there are a lot of brothers and sisters.
其实失去了很多的赏赐。
They have lost much reward.
我们想说，哎呀，反正祷告这，祷告不祷告，主都会给我的。
So we sometimes think that no matter what, even if we don't pray, the Lord will give it to us.
事实如此。
Truly, it is so.
但是弟兄姊妹，祷告跟不祷告有很大的分别。
However, there's a big difference between having prayed and not having prayed.
祷告不仅得着你所要得着。
When you pray, not only do you gain what you need to gain.
你得着的是赏赐。
You also gain this reward.
主是不是常常把他自己作为赏赐给我们
？Doesn't the Lord constantly give Himself as a reward to us？
弟兄姊妹，我们何等盼望我们的这个对主的认识是丰富的。
How we desire to know the Lord in a richer way。
他想说，我们只要上网，现在 Google 一下，什么都知道了。
I just need to go online and Google something, and I'll know everything。
你虽然 Google 了很多东西，但是你没有赏赐。
You can Google much things, but you do not have the reward。
你就发现主在教导我们祷告的时候，他真的把这件事情告诉我们。
You know that when the Lord is teaching us how to pray, he really teaches us this thing.
弟兄姊妹，不要在祷告的事上 weak， 在祷告事上软弱。
Do not be weak in your prayers.
弟兄姊妹，这太宝贵了。
Brothers and sisters, this is so precious.
你就发现主在教我们祷告的时候，等到都教我们到了最后了，国度、权柄、荣耀都是你的，阿门了。这都祷告到最后结束了。
At the very end, as he was teaching us how to pray, you know, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever, Amen.
我想这个祷告教到这个地步一定结束，阿门，大家都阿门了。
So this should conclude his teaching of prayer on us, because you already said Amen.
可是后面又加了一句。
But then he added something.
你若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄。你们在天上的父也必不饶恕你们。
For if you do not forgive men, then your Father in heaven will not forgive your transgressions.
我每次读到这我都不懂。
Every time when I read this verse, I don't understand.
弟兄姊妹，我们每次祷告完了，阿门，我们都阿门完了。
Every time when we pray and at the end we amen and this is the end.
这个没有完呐。
However, after amen here, it doesn't end here.
这是什么意思啊
？What does this mean?
慢慢我在主面前好像有一点点经历的时候
Gradually, as I have more and more experience in the Lord
我发现前面好是我们告诉父我们的需要
So I noticed that in this paragraph in Matthew the first section we tell the Father what we need
后面是父亲告诉我们我们的需要
At the end, the Father tells us what we need
弟兄姊妹，我们告诉父亲的那个需要跟父亲告诉我们的需要常常不一样的。
Oftentimes the need that we tell the father that the needs that we tell the father we need and what the father tells us that we need are totally different.
弟兄姊妹，不要以为你告诉父亲的需要就是父亲告诉你的需要，不一定的。
Don't take it for granted that what the needs you tell the father that you need are not necessarily the same things that the father tells you, the things you need.
我不晓得你的经历。
I don't know about your experience.
我知道很多时候我以为是我的需要，实际上根本不是我的需要。
A lot of times I thought those were my needs, but in reality they are not my needs.
我知道这弟兄姊妹有些弟兄姊妹知道我有胃病。
Some brothers and sisters know that I have stomach issues.
我吃了各种各样的胃药。
I have taken all kinds of stomach medications.
反正你在美国想到的那些胃药我都吃过。
Any medicine you can put your hands on in America, I have taken them.
美国没有的药我也吃过。
The medicine that are not available in America, I've also eaten those too.
我到台湾到大陆我都专门去吃胃药。
In Taiwan and in China, I particularly seek out stomach medication.
因为这是我的需要。
Because that was my need.
我这个胃酸它真的就往上冒嘛。
Because I had severe reflux problem.
但是有一天非常稀奇。
But one day, amazingly,
我得了另外一种病。
I had another disease.
那么就吃了另外一种药。
And I took some other medication.
我的胃酸从此再也不冒。
That totally ended my reflux.
我已经两年多没有吃胃药了。
The past 2 years, I've not taken any reflux medicine.
我说的真话，并不谎言。
This is true. This is not a lie.
弟兄姊妹，我真的一颗胃药没有吃。
Brothers and sisters, I have not taken one pill of stomach medication.
很多时候，我们以为说这是我们的问题。
A lot of times we say this is our problem.
主啊，把我的胃酸统统压住。
Lord, suppress my reflux.
你发现，祷告完了，你阿门，你不要走啊。
But you realize after you pray and you said amen, do not leave.
稍微等一等。
Wait just a little bit.
弟兄姊妹，你发现我们的需要，父亲要告诉我们。
Because the Father will tell you what you need.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等宝贵。
Brothers and sisters, this is so precious.
多少平安屡屡丧失。
Often, much peace that we have forfeited.
多少痛苦无需受。
Much troubles that we have suffered.
你白白吃了多少胃药？
I've taken so much reflux medication.
你丧失了多少的时间呢？
You have lost so much time.
只因着不肯到神面前去好好祷告。
Because we do not go to the Lord in prayer.
我们不明白什么叫祷告。
We do not know what is prayer.
我们以为祷告就是把我们的需要告诉父亲就可以了。
We think that to tell our needs to God, that is prayer.
其实祷告这是其中一部分而已。
This is only one part of prayer.
祷告还要等候等候，让父亲告诉我们的需要是什么。
The other part of prayer is to take your time and wait for the Father to tell you what your need is.
你看使徒保罗这里告诉年轻的提摩太。
Here you see Apostle Paul tells Timothy, the young Timothy.
你要祷告。
You need to pray.
祈求、代求、感祝谢。
Entreaties, prayers, petitions, and thanksgivings. Verse 1.
为万人祷告。
Pray for all.
还要为在世君王祷告。
And pray for kings and all who are in authority.
你知道那个时候，当时罗马的君王是什么样的君王？
Do you know what kind of kings they had in Rome at that time?
那个时候差不多就是在那个写这个提摩太前后书的时候，差不多就是。这个尼禄皇帝做王的时候
，When Paul wrote the First and Second Timothy, it was the time when King Nero was king.
他是不是祷告这个尼禄皇赶紧过去
？Was Paul praying that King Nero would pass away quickly?
也许出个车祸或者生个癌什么的。
Maybe King Nero would have a car accident or have cancer.
这样我们就平安度日了嘛。
Then we can live our life in a tranquil and quiet life.
其实使徒保罗，我这里我个人觉得。
However, in my own sense, I feel this.
他在教我。
Paul was teaching us.
你怎么知道那是父亲告诉你那是你的需要？
How do you know this is the Father telling you this is your need?
就当我们在祷告。
When we pray.
我们里面摸着那个 平静、安宁。实际上，在原文它是 quiet and tranquil.
So when you pray, and if you can touch the sense of tranquility and quietness in verse 2.
当我们里面摸着那一个平静、安宁的时候，
when you can touch this tranquility and quietness inside,
弟兄姊妹，那是我们的需要。
That is our need.
哎呀，我们在生活中太多的风浪。
We have too many turmoils in our lives.
这些风浪中我们的需要是什么？
In all these turmoils, what is our need?
使徒保罗也曾经在风浪中啊。
The Apostle Paul was also in turmoil before.
哦，那个船好像这个就好像一个树叶一样在大海中翻滚啊。
It was like he was in shipwreck, rolling and roving in the ocean.
我相信使徒保罗他有祷告。
I trusted that the Apostle Paul had prayed.
这样一个风浪里面那个需要是什么？
What did Apostle Paul need in such a storm?
他告诉同船的那276个人。
He told all these other shipmates, 276 of them.
在这样一个风浪里面，他们的需要是吃东西。
In that storm, they needed to eat food.
他们想说，哎呀，怎么样能够逃出去？
They were thinking how to escape from the storm.
要今天的话，那还不知道要打多少电报出去。
If it were today, you would have sent so many cables.
哦，多少人要来拯救我们
？A lot of people would send rescue ships to us.
但是使徒保罗里面摸着了那个平静安宁。
However, inside Paul, he has touched the tranquility and quietness.
虽然外面是风浪
，even though outwardly there was still this physical storm.
他知道这个时候关乎我们救命的是只有一件事情。
He knew that at that time there was only one thing that could save them.
就是赶紧吃饭呢。
It is to eat food quickly.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，如果我们不学习这个祷告的功能
，Brothers and sisters, if we do not learn this lesson of prayer,
我觉着我们常常这个祷告，我觉着完全是公式化的。
Our prayer life becomes so formulaic.
我们祷告都对的，都是 perfect prayer， 非常完全的祷告。
We pray these perfect prayers.
但是我们在神面前去许多的平安却屡屡丧失了。
However, we have forfeited much peace.
弟兄姊妹，我们受了很大的亏损。
Brothers and sisters, we have suffered such loss.
在侍奉当中，岂不是也是这样吗
？Isn't it so in our service to the Lord?
我记得有一段时间，我们在福音主服事的时候，总是找不到出路。
I remember there was a time we were constantly stuck when we were serving in the gospel group.
啊，我们想说。有个什么方法就好了。
We were thinking if there's a method, then that'll
be good. 那个时候我正好去买车子，那买车子人跟我说他们有那个 stimulus package, 就是可以有个刺激的一个东西。
So at that time, I happened to be looking for a new car, and the car salesman said that there's a stimulus package.
我想如果我现在能找到那个 stimulus package,那这个福音组这个工作就上去了。
So I was thinking, if I could just find that stimulus package for the gospel group, then our ministry would take off.
左试右试都没有用的。
So I tried every which way.
然后就祷告。
Then we prayed.
然后我去请教魏弟兄。
And then I went to ask for instructions from Brother Wei.
那么魏弟兄他为我们。这个工作祷告
And Brother Wei prayed for our work.
过了一段时间
After a period of time,
他告诉我
He told me.
他说好，你好不好学习哈，把这个福音组交出去。
He told me, maybe you need to learn to give up this ministry.
我就回去祷告。
So I went to pray.
我就摸着了那个平静。
And I can touch this tranquility and quietness.
非常的奇。
Very wondrously.
当我真的把这一个责任交出去的时候。
When I have given up this responsibility.
神有路。
God has opened a way.
好像我什么都没有碰见。
It is as if I have not touched anything.
这又何妨呢
？So what?
神有路了。
Because God has a way.
主有路了。
The Lord has a way.
弟兄姊妹，我们在祷告的事上要学习摸着那个平静安宁。
In our prayer life, we need to learn to touch this tranquility and quietness.
哎呀，如果我们没有摸着那个平静安宁，我们真的是屡屡丧失许多的平安呢。
If we have not learned to touch this quietness and tranquility inside, oh, what peace we often forfeit.
许多痛苦无需受啊。
Oh, what needless pain we bear.
多宝贵啊，弟兄姊妹。
It is so precious.
我觉得这使徒保罗在这教年轻的提摩太，都是他经历里经历出来的。
All these things that Apostle Paul was teaching young Timothy, it was from his personal experience.
我们真的需要父亲告诉我们我们的需要是什么。
We really need the Father to tell us what we need to have.
不要自己去想象。
Do not imagine your own needs.
多少时候我们自己去想象。
A lot of times we just ask.
这个老板这么不讲理。
We think that our boss is so unreasonable.
我们的需要是什么？
So what is our need?
Another job. 另外一个工作。
Let's find another job.
这是我们的需要。
This is our need.
父啊，这是我的需要。
Father, this is my need.
实际上父亲告诉你，其实你的需要根本不是换个工作。
The father is telling you in reality your need is not to change a job.
很多时候父亲告诉你，你的需要就是这个老板。
A lot of times the father is telling you this boss is precisely what you need.
弟兄姊妹，是不是这样的？
Brothers and sisters, isn't that so?
真的是我们的经历啊。
This is truly our experience.
我们想说只要换个工作我们的难处就过去了。
We think that if we just change to another job, our difficulty would pass away.
有个弟兄你知道隔两年换一次工作。
There's a brother who would change job every 2 years.
我还真佩服他，他找得到工作，我告诉你。
I think that his, you know, is good because he can find a job every 2 years.
但是在他的生命当中你可以看见许多的平安。
However, you notice that in his life, oh, what peace he often forfeits.
许多痛苦无需。
Oh, what needless pain he bears.
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道，父亲告诉我们的，我们的需要。
Brothers and sisters, remember, the Father is telling you your need.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们在祷告上特别要学习。
Brothers and sisters, this is a particular important thing that we need to learn in our prayer life.
上个礼拜我们听见孙弟兄做的见证。
Last week we heard about the testimony by Godwin's son.
下来就有年轻弟兄姊妹跟我说，这个魏弟兄怎么这样不讲理啊？
Then a young brother talked to me after that and said, this brother Wei is so unreasonable.
你就发现孙弟兄已经祷告到平安了。
You see, brother's son already gained peace through his prayers.
他应该是认同他就好了。
The brother Wei ought to have just confirmed him.
弟兄姊妹，你知道祷告的目的是？
Brothers and sisters, do you know the purpose of prayer?
祷告的目的其实不是事情。
The purpose of prayer is not to accomplish anything.
孙弟兄做见证的时候，其实祷告的目的是要得着一个器皿。
Brother Son's testimony is that the purpose of prayer is to gain a vessel.
多少时候我们想说，哎，这个礼拜没什么事，不要去参加祷告聚会。
Oftentimes we feel there's nothing dramatic happening this week. I don't need to go to prayer meeting.
如果我们的眼睛都是看见事情的话，
if our eyes are only fixated on these things or
events, 纵然我们参加祷告聚会，弟兄姊妹，你发现那个目的却失去了。
Even if you were to be at prayer meeting, the purpose is all lost.
弟兄姊妹，你看使徒保罗这里告诉年轻的提摩太。
Here you see Apostle Paul telling young Timothy.
借着祷告。
Through prayer,
一个人的度量被扩大。
Somebody is the person is being expanded.
你知道我们对不起，对不起，我是以小人之心度君子之腹。我知道我的度量是非常小的。
I should not use my narrowness to measure you, but I'm very narrow-minded.
弟兄姊妹，你就发现很多时候事情来的时候，我们就说这是我的需要，我就祷告上去了。
And a lot of times when I encounter difficulties, I tell the Lord, this is my need, and I just keep praying.
但是如果你在祷告上有一点学习，
However, if you have learned a little lesson in the prayer life,
你发现主就特别借着这样的祷告，慢慢慢慢把你的度量扩大。
You know that the Lord is using prayers such as this to gradually expand you.
有的时候我自己这个生了很严重的这个感冒。
Sometimes I had a severe cold.
就是一直跟主祷告，求主来医治。
So I kept praying to the Lord to heal my cold.
而且理由很强的。
And I have a good reason.
因为主日要站讲台了。
Because I needed to preach on Sunday.
那是太重要的一件事了。
It is such an important thing.
但是主在里面就让我看见。
However, the Lord showed me within.
跟你一起生病还有很多人呢。
There are many others who are also sick along with you.
你怎么就整天为自己祷告？
How come you're only praying for healing for yourself?
那天晚上已经，我估计可能已经过了十二点，我开始为教会的这些弟兄姊妹。
So that night, and I think it's after midnight, I started to pray for all these brothers and sisters in the church.
第二天早晨，我所有的症状都没有。
The second day, all my cold symptoms are gone.
弟兄姊妹，祷告让这个人被扩大了。
Brothers and sisters, through prayer, we are expanded a little.
弟兄姊妹，你可以想象一个不祷告的人，他的肚量会扩大吗？
Can you imagine if somebody doesn't pray, can he be expanded?
弟兄姊妹，不祷告，神得不着我们这个器皿。
If you do not pray, God would not gain you as his vessel.
我们这个器皿太狭隘了。
Because we as the vessel is too narrow.
弟兄姊妹，借着祷告，神慢慢慢慢就来得着我们。
Through prayer, God gradually gain us.
从前你没有负担的，现在你有负担了。
Prior, before this time, you did not have burden. Now you have burden.
他说他里面多少负担呢？他做使徒，做师傅。
You see how
做外邦人的这个师傅。
You see how much burden the apostle Paul had. In verse 7, he talks about he's the preacher, apostle, teacher of the Gentiles.
我记得有一段时间，这个我祷告的这个情形很被动。
I remember there was a period in my time where I was not proactive at all in my prayer life.
魏理就很严厉地说，你要好好祷告。
And Brother Wei said to me very sternly, you need to pray seriously.
我说我没有多少负担。
I said, I didn't have much burden.
这是不是我们的借口呢？
Isn't this our excuse to you? Sorry, this is my excuse.
有的时候我说没负担。
We say, we don't have an burden.
魏弟兄，你祷告了，你才会有负担呢。
A brother Wei said, "You have to start praying before you have a burden."
弟兄姊妹，我们多少时候对于这个聚会的这个工作没有负担，对于弟兄姊妹那个需要没有负担？为什么？因为我们不祷告嘛。
If we don't pray, then we don't have any burden for this work in the church or that brother and sister's needs.
你看看，借着祷告，神是不是慢慢就得着我们这个器皿呢？
So don't you see that through prayer, God is gradually gaining us as the vessel?
而且使徒保罗做见证说，他说的是真话，并不谎言。
And he also said that he is telling the truth, is not lying in verse 7.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得你的光景，我觉得一个人就是自己来讲，真的太掺杂，太虚谎了。
I don't know about you, but for me, my condition is full of mixture, and it is full of lies.
我们的弟兄上个礼拜做见证说，魏弟兄不是一个完全的。
Our brother bore the testimony last week that Brother Wei was not a perfect man.
但是魏弟兄很真实。
However, he was a truthful man.
我跟他在一起，我觉得我们的弟兄非常的真实。
When I was with Brother Wei, I felt that he was a very truthful man.
如果他有主的话，他告诉你他有主的话。
If he had a word from the Lord, he would tell you he had a word from the Lord.
在一些的紧急的情形下，我问他说：“我说年长弟兄，你有没有主的话？”
In various emergencies, I ask him, "Elderly brother, do you have any word from the Lord?"
他没有就是没有。
If he didn't have any, he would say none. I don't.
我们没主的话，觉得这个没有关系。
But if we don't have a word from the Lord, we think that this is no big deal.
像我们这种属灵生命没话，这是很正常的事情。
For us, in our spiritual condition, it is perfectly normal to have no word from the Lord.
你想像年长弟兄这种。这种水平了，你想还能没主的话吗
？But you know, if you're at the standard of this elderly brother, how could he not have the word of the Lord?
魏弟兄给我们做很好的榜样。
Brother Wei has set a very good example.
因为他是个祷告。
Because he's a man of prayer.
一个祷告的人，慢慢神在他身上就得着他。
The Lord will gradually gain a man of prayer.
真是。
This is true.
弟兄姊妹，多么宝贵啊
！This is so precious, brothers.
没有任何的假冒。
There's no lie.
不需要装什么。
You don't have to pretend anything.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等自由的生命呢
？This is a life of liberty.
弟兄姊妹，借着祷告，你看看使徒保罗告诉年轻的提摩太，太重要了。
Through Paul is telling young Timothy something that prayer is so important.
弟兄姊妹，我真是觉得今天。我们要非常看重祷告。
Today, brothers and sisters, we need to put prayer in great emphasis.
我们看见今天的需要有多少
？We see so many needs.
我们看见仇敌多么的猖狂。
We have seen the enemy is being so violent.
我们要求主来保护他的教会。
We need to entreat the Lord to protect His church.
捆绑那恶者。
And to bind that evil one.
今天教会最需要的乃是站在城墙上守望的器皿。
Today, the church really needs a watchman standing on the walls.
哦，弟兄姊妹，借着这样的学习，你看看我们这个器皿被主成全。
Through these prayers, the Lord is accomplishing for Himself these vessels.
我们摸着里面的平静安宁。
We can touch this tranquility and quietness inside.
我们知道父告诉我们我们的需要。
And we know how to hear from the Father what our needs are.
这是非常非常重要的学习。
This is a very important lesson to learn.
那后面我们从看见到第八节。
And then later on in verse 8.
这后面你就发现使徒保罗就告诉我们说要想在祷告上有学习。
Later on, Paul is telling us, if you want to learn the lesson of prayer,
我们需要过一个怎样的祷告生活。
How our prayer life ought to be.
他这里不是说你紧急的时候说主啊救我，他不是这个意思。
He didn't mean to say when you have an emergency to say, save me, Lord.
这是很好的祷告。
That's a good prayer.
如果你真的这个有这样的祷告也很好的。
If you really have this prayer, it's good.
但是祷告的生活比这个要丰富很多。
But the true prayer life is much richer than this.
你看它就叫随处祷告，对不对？
Here it means that you, here it says in verse 8, I pray every place, in every place.
对，它不是说只是在难处的时候祷告，对不对？
Here verse 8 does not say only pray when you face difficulty.
只是在这一紧急的时候祷告，对不对？
It doesn't say only pray when you're in an emergency.
弟兄姊妹，这里告诉我们呢，是要建立起一个祷告的生活。
Brothers and sisters, Paul is telling us here to establish a prayer life.
怎样建立一个祷告的生活呢？
So how do you establish this prayer life?
这里面我们看见有几方面的学习。
There are a few lessons we can learn here.
头一方面的话，就是学习不要讲理由。
The first is to learn to not reason.
他说是男人的这个最大的难处就是这个。
And Paul said that this is the greatest difficulty with men.
我们讲理，我们分析的时间比祷告的时间多多了。
We spend more time reasoning and analyzing than we spend praying.
我不知道你买车买房子你花多少时间。
I don't know how much time you spend buying a house or a car.
哦，有的人就别说买房子、买车、买桶牙膏还花好多时间哦。
Forget about buying a house or a car. Some people would spend a lot of time buying a tube of toothpaste.
你的时间都浪费了。
You've wasted all your time.
弟兄姊妹，这里面告诉我们说，这个祷告的生活一个很重要的学习。
Here it tells us a very important lesson in our, to establish our prayer life.
不要那么多的分析，我不是一点分析没有，不是这意思。但是这里面告诉我们，你不要在那争来争去，自己有时跟自己争来争去的，你知道。
I'm not telling you to have zero analysis, but I'm telling you don't have any dissension.
学习祷告。
Learn to pray.
我不知道这个。我们中间年轻人要不要找对象？我想应该是这样。
I'm not sure your young people whether you're looking for your future spouse.
到底娶哪一个？到底嫁哪一个
？Who should I marry? Who should I marry?
有的说，哎呀，就是他了。
Maybe we say it is him or her.
那么就有人说，哎呀，他这个人有问题啊。
And then other people would say, there's some problem with this person.
哎呀，有的时候我们这个也不敢去跟他交往，又舍不得。
Sometimes we don't want to date this person, then we don't want to let go of this opportunity.
因为下一次机会可能就没有了。
Because you may lose out, there's no opportunities anymore.
哎呀，就整天站在那里，一直分析，一直在那里讲理由。
So we have this analysis paralysis.
多少平安屡屡丧失嘛。
Oh, what peace we often forfeit.
说实在，很多机会都丧失了。
Oh, what opportunities we often forfeit.
你知道这个那个时候我觉得年长弟兄给我很好的帮助。
At that time, our elderly brother have given me great help.
那么那个他们为我祷告。
They prayed for me.
他说你去一个聚会会遇见一个。
If you go to this meeting, a conference, you will meet your wife.
不是 wife, 一个姊妹。
A sister.
没有照片。
No photographs.
没有名字。
No names.
真的遇见一个姊妹。
You will encounter one sister.
这是什么意思啊？
What did he mean?
你得祷告嘛。
You need to pray.
你不能分析了。
You have to stop analyzing.
你连最基本的这个材料都没有的。
You don't have the basic material to analyze.
你知道这个年长弟兄，真的，我觉得他在这些事上教导我们祷告。
In all these things, our elderly brothers taught us how to pray.
说实在的，我个人学习祷告非常差的。
In reality, it is very hard for me to learn to pray.
但是这种事情你不得不祷告了。
But when you encounter these things, you have to pray.
因为你什么都不知道嘛。
Because you didn't know anything.
你知道吗？等到我们去特会嘛，等到那边都有车子去接我。
You know, I was attending this conference, and there are cars picking us up.
那么每个人航班都不一样，然后有不同的车子把我们带到聚会地方。
And we all had different flights, and there were different cars picking us up and to bring us to the conference site.
那个时候，那个姊妹她从台湾去的。
At that time, the sister came from Taiwan.
其实她早就到了。
In reality, she arrived a long time ago.
那么等到我那个接送的车子到达那个聚会地方的时候。
When the car with me inside arrived at the conference site.
我下车看见的头一个姊妹就是她。
哈哈哈哈。The first sister I saw when I stepped out of the car was her.
但是没有用的。
But it's useless.
因为我不知道名字，也不知道照片的。
Because I had no name and no photo.
你知道你祷告多么奇妙的一件事。
You know how wondrous it is to pray.
为我们两个牵线的姊妹同时到达那个地方。
The matchmaker sister arrived at the site at the same time.
她认识我们俩。
She knew both of us.
三个人从三个地方，所有的时间班次都不一样，就在同样一个时间地点，就这么相遇了。
So all three of us, we all took three different flights, and we all arrived at the conference site all at the same moment.
弟兄姊妹，祷告的生活多么宝贵。
Brothers and sisters, prayer is so precious.
今天我们分析，我们这个查考。这个当然也是需要的。
Nowadays, we analyze and we examine. Of course, there's a need for that.
但是多少时候我们把机会都丧失了。
However, a lot of times, opportunities were forfeited.
多少的时候我们平安没有。
Oftentimes, we lose the peace.
那后面他就给我们看见说这个要举起圣洁的手。
Here in verse 8, it talks about lifting up holy hands.
我们都知道我们的弟兄是一个祷告人。
We all know that our brother was a man of prayer.
但我不晓得你晓不晓得，我们弟兄在没有人的时候，没有人同在的时候，他的生活是怎么样。
However, I don't know if you know whether what his life was when nobody else was around.
我想可能主量给我一些的机会，在他生命最后的一段时间，有机会和他单独相处。
The Lord had measured some opportunities for me to spend some time alone at the last portion of his life.
有的时候你机会非常宝贵的。
Those opportunities were very precious.
只有十二个钟头。
Only 12 hours.
那么就我跟魏弟兄一起睡觉。
I slept together with Brother Wei.
一起起来。
And I arose together with Brother Wei.
他的生活的每一点每一滴你都看见了。
You see every single aspect of his life.
给我印象最深刻的。
The thing that impressed me most.
就是我们弟兄他真的是在这一个清洁上是真的学得非常细的。
I noticed that our brother has learned great lessons in this lesson of cleanliness.
我在那段时间单独相处的时候，我里面只有一句话。
When I was alone with him, there's only one word in my heart.
就是哥林多后书第七章第一节。
The word was Second Corinthians 7:1.
亲爱的弟兄们呐，我们既有这等应许，你们就当洁净自己，除去身体灵魂一切的污秽，敬畏神，成为圣洁。
Second Corinthians 7:1. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and spirit.Perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
当我们弟兄在那里清洁的时候
when our brother was cleansing himself,
有一件事给我印象太深了。
Something really deeply impressed me.
就是他每一天在那里剃胡须的时候。
Every time when he was shaving.
哦，当他在剃胡须的，我说，这个时间用的，我可以吃一顿早餐。
The amount of time he spent shaving each morning, I could finish my whole breakfast.
那可以说一丝不苟。
He did not miss one hair.
那么，而且不仅是胡须，脸都要剃过的。
He has to shave his whole face.
那么有一天，这个他说他让我帮他。
One day he asked me to help.
因为他已经拿不动那个剃须刀。
Because he did not have the strength to carry the razor.
那是我头一次替魏立军剃胡须。
That was the first time I shaved Brother Wei for him.
因为我已经观察过好多次了。
Because I've observed many times.
所以当我剃过以后。
After I've shaved him.
我根本不敢离开的。
I dare not leave.
我就说，魏立军，你看一看，剃好了没有？
Brother Wei, why don't you see if this is finished?
他就试了一下，这个不行。
And then he tried it and he said, no, this is not done.
然后就再继续剃。
So I have to keep on shaving him.
然后这也不行。
And he said, no, this part is not done.
然后再继续剃。
So I continued to shave.
直到他说，可以了。
Then he said, done.
哇，真是口气，这口气才舒了一口气。
Then I sighed a great heave of relief.
这是我头一次剃魏立军剃胡须。
This was the first time I shaved Brother Wei.
这是我最后一次。
And this is also the last time I shaved for him.
弟兄姊妹，我们在地上学习的机会不多。
Brothers and sisters, we don't have much opportunity to learn on this earth.
我们的弟兄，他可以说他举起圣洁的手。
A brother could say that he lifted up his holy hands.
弟兄姊妹，这些宝贵的学习，我觉得对我们帮助太大了。
I realize that these lessons are so precious, and we can learn so much from them.
我们想说一个，有时候我想说一个祷告的人，他就每天拿着一个圣经，然后闭着眼睛走来走去，然后就跟神一直不断的交通。
So we think that a man of prayer would be you would carry your Bible all day long, and you would just close your eyes and walk back and forth, and have constant communion with God.
弟兄姊妹，一个祷告的人。
Brothers and sisters, a man of prayer.
在他的生活里，他可以举起圣洁的手。
In his daily lives, he can lift up his holy hands.
身体、灵魂，一切的污秽都除去。
And defilement from all body, spirit, and soul can be removed.
敬畏神，成为神。
Perfecting holiness and the fear of God.
人非圣洁就不能够见主。
No one who is not holy can see the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，祷告了，你没有见主，这又算什么呢？
If you pray and you have not seen the Lord, what is your prayer?
如果祷告了不能见着我们，还能够我们生命怎么改变呢？
If you pray and your life is not and you haven't seen the Lord, how can your life be changed?
后面他就讲到了这个，说到女人要廉耻自守，以正派衣裳为装饰。
And later on in verse 9, it talks about women needs to adorn themselves with proper clothing, modestly and discreetly.
我想什么叫正派衣裳？
I'm meditating upon what is proper clothing.
到底穿什么样的颜色是正派衣裳？
What color is proper clothing?
到底有多长？几寸？几厘？那就正派衣裳。
How long should your skirt be in order to be classified as proper clothing?
弟兄姊妹，这些是直觉。
Friends, sisters, these are intuitive.
没得道理讲。
You can't reason away your way around.
是不是这样？一个人他以正派衣裳，你里面就知道这是正派衣裳。
Someone is wearing proper clothing because inside them they know this is proper clothing.
有的时候你看见一个人，哎，有点别扭，你说那个不大正派。
Sometimes you have this awkward sense. This is not proper clothing.
你要写下来几条也写不出来的。
You can't write it down in rules about proper clothing.
弟兄姊妹，在祷告生活里一个很重要的学习。
This is a very key lesson in the prayer life.
要摸着里面的感觉。
You have to touch the spiritual sense inside.
弟兄姊妹，神把圣灵赐给我们。
Brothers and sisters, God has given us His Holy Spirit.
祷告要摸着灵里的感动。
When you pray, you have to the spiritual sense and stirring of the Holy Spirit.
慢慢的学，不要着急。
You need to learn this well. You need to learn this slowly. Don't be anxious.
可能有的时候开始我们真的是学的不是很好。
Maybe when you start out, you do not learn this lesson well.
你说有的时候我们祷告，我们用很多头脑的东西，是不是？
A lot of times when we pray, we use a lot of head knowledge. Sometimes people are preaching in their prayer. Sometimes he's giving a lecture in his prayer. Sometimes they're making announcements in their prayers.
没有错，有的时候我们真的有的时候那个学习是不够的。
It is true, we lack learning in some areas.
但是我们需要学。
However, we need to learn.
学学慢慢慢慢，我们就摸着里面的感觉。
We need to learn slowly to touch the spiritual sense within.
这个非常宝贵啊。
This is very precious.
我记得有一次，这个你知道年轻弟兄姊妹中间有时候会有些难处。
You know that there's some difficulties in young brothers and sisters.
那个时候就去这个去解决问题了。
So at that time, I went to resolve the difficulty.
那么同去的还有其他的弟兄姊妹。
There were other brothers and sisters accompanying me.
你说他们因为这个难度太大了，连邻居都看着我们。
Because the difficulty was so great, even the neighbors were watching us.
哦，他们这个难度实在是不能解决。
Their difficulty really could not be resolved.
甚至跟我们说，这个已经到律师那里去了，已经要签字了。
And the brother and sister even told us that we've already gone to the lawyers and we've already signed on the dotted line.
这个要还没签呢，准备要签。
They were about to sign.
但是那个情形觉得是没有希望了。
But they felt that the condition was hopeless.
你知道那个拖到相当一段时间。
And this has been delayed for quite a while.
看热闹的人都走掉了。
And all the people who were in the commotion left.
同去的弟兄就跟我讲说，今天恐怕咱们都这样回去好了。
People who the other brothers and sisters who were accompanying me said, maybe today this is it. Let's go home.
反正年轻人过两天也许就好。
Because they are young, maybe after one or two days, they'll be better.
我就给太太打电话，我说，今天不行。
So I called my wife and said, we can't accomplish anything today.
太太跟我说了一句话。
And my wife told me,
我为你祷告。
I prayed for you.
她讲这句话，我一下领着安静下来。
And the minute she said this, inside me, I quieted down.
我里面就有一个直觉。
I have this intuition.
今天啊，这两个人一定要和好。
Today, these two will surely be reconciled.
非常的奇妙。
Amazingly.
谁也想不到的。
You cannot even imagine this.
他们和好。
They were reconciled.
不是借着人的方法。
It's not through the means of men.
弟兄姊妹，我们要学习祷告。
Brothers and sisters, we need to learn how to pray.
祷告必须在灵里。
We have to pray in the spirit.
要摸到灵里的。
You have to touch the stirring of the spirit.
我们开始都在头脑里面。
Initially, when we start out, we all dwell in our heads.
这是一个过程。
This is a process.
不要定罪自己，也不要定罪别人。
Do not condemn yourself and do not condemn others.
这是个学习过程。
This is a process by which we learn.
但是如果我们不学，我们就失去了。
However, if we don't learn it, we'll forfeit it.
我们总是要学习，摸着灵里的。
We need to learn to touch the spiritual stirrings inside.
那么后面他就讲到一些，有人说这是最争议的一段话。
Then he Paul talked about this passage that some people say is very controversial.
其实我觉得这段话挺简单的。
To me, this is very simple.
因为就是学顺服嘛。
This is just learning to be submissive.
就这么简单，你要顺服嘛。
This is very simple.
你要服在神的大能的手下。
Be subject to the mighty hands of God.
谁先造谁后造不是我们定的。
Who was made first and who was made second was not set by me.
你怎么吵也没有用的。
No matter how you argue, it's
worthless. 多少神学理论也改变不了的。
No amount of theology can change this.
这是神大能的手。
This is the mighty hand of God.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们学习服在神大能的手下，我们在那里祷告的时候。
If we learn to be subject to the mighty hand of God as we learn to pray.
这里面说到这个女人呢可以在生产上得救。
Here in verse 15 it talks about women shall be preserved.
它这里面在这个原文我稍微查了一下。
I studied the original Greek.
这个介词" 再生产上得救。实际上在原文那个字常常最主要的意思是through，是借。
There's some unique preposition here is women shall be preserved through the bearing of children.
这个生产是一个命定的苦难。
This bearing of children is a preordained trivial.
这个一般你也逃不掉的。
And normally you cannot escape this.
但是如果我们学习在顺服里面祷告，
However, if we learn to pray in submissiveness,
就是这样一个环境让我们可以得到很多的益处。
Even through this environment, we can gain much benefit.
我记得在很多年前，
Many years ago,
那么我的生母过世，
My earthly mother passed away.
那么当然这个我回去这个去安慰我的父亲。
So I went back to comfort my father.
那么那个时候我刚刚出来服侍主。
At that time, I just started my service to the Lord.
那么这边弟兄姊妹都为我祷告。
All the brothers and sisters here, they were all praying for me.
当然他们盼望我能够早点回来。
Of course, they decided me to return quickly.
因为那个时候正是新生来的时候。
Because at that time, it was when all the new students came.
那我回去的时候，我的叔叔们就跟我讲。
However, when I returned to China, my uncles told me,
无论如何，你一直要陪着你的父亲。
No matter what, you have to accompany your father.
哎，我里面很挣扎。
There was much struggle inside me.
我是服侍主的人。
I'm someone who served the Lord.
哎，我有很多理由。我是在军中当兵的。
I have many reasons and excuses. I am a soldier for the Lord.
不能够将事物缠身。
I cannot be entangled with these earthly matters.
那我就到主面前去祷告。
So I prayed before the Lord.
里面有个感。
I have this sense inside me. Submit. So I pray to the Lord.
无论叔叔们让我等多久，我就等多久。
No matter how long my uncles told me to wait, I will wait.
等到事情都办好了，他们都走掉了。
After all these things, all the earthly things are done, and all my uncles have left.
我爸爸就告诉我。
My father told me.
如果他那会儿还没信主。
At that time, he has not believed in God.
他说：“如果神真的让你服侍他
，If God really were to allow you to serve Him，
我觉得应该早点回去。
I felt that you should go home earlier。
然后他带着我去换机票。
And he took me to get my airline ticket changed。
我本来回去三个星期。
Initially, I was only supposed to stay there for 3 weeks。
他让我带了一半时间，提早一半就回来了。
But he cut the time in half, so I came home earlier。”
弟兄姊妹，我们要学习服在神大能。
Brothers and sisters, we need to learn to be subject under the mighty hands of God.
我觉得在祷告的事上，我们要学习这样的顺服。
We need to learn this lesson of submissiveness.
我们要知道我们的生命气息是在神的手里。
We know that our life and our are all in the hands of God.
当我们这样来经历的时候，你知道什么叫做那一位是要以色列人。这个出埃及过红海如同走干地的神。
As you pray in this manner, you would experience the God who led the Israelites out of wilderness and, as if they're walking on dry land.
以色列200万人呢、啊、
？There were 2 million people.
搞个农民起义也出去了。他们 opposite， 他们就反抗，他们也出去了。
Oh, even with the uprising, they went.
你知道他们可以偷偷的溜出去。
They could sneak out in the middle of the night.
不，必须法老说，你们去吧。
But the Pharaoh said, "Just go."
必须法老说这句话。
They had to wait till Pharaoh said that word.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，多么奇妙、啊、
！Brothers and sisters, this is so amazing.
就为了等这句话，看了十个神迹。
In order to wait for Pharaoh to say go, they witnessed 10 miracles.
今天很多时候，我们有自己的办法，就溜出去了。
A lot of times today we use our own means and we sneak out.
多少神迹都丧失了。
Oh, what miracles we often forfeit.
哦，弟兄姊妹，在祷告的事上，使徒保罗在这里教导年轻的提摩太。
So here in the matter of prayer, Apostle Paul is teaching young Timothy.
不是讲道。
It's not a matter of preaching.
这是在生命中的学习。
This is a lesson you learn in your own life.
弟兄姊妹，盼望我们真的认识。我们的主是何等的朋友啊
！We desire, we truly know what a friend we have in Jesus.
我们要来到他面前。
We have to come to him.
我们在祷告上有真实的学习。
that we have true lessons in our prayer life.
实实在在在我们中间得着见证的器皿。
So that the Lord would gain vessels for His testimony.
弟兄姊妹，神得着见证的器皿，不是一时的感动，也不是一时的我们的兴奋。
It is not just by mere excitement or a special moving that God gained any testimony.
乃是在我们的实际的生活侍奉中，这样的来学习过一个祷告的生活。
But it is in our practical life and prayer life that we learn to lead this kind of prayer life.
愿主祝福他的话。
May the Lord bless His words.Let's pray together.
主啊，我们何等感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
你的话何等的宝贵。
Your words are so precious.
比许多的金金还要宝贵。
It is more precious than pure gold.
比蜂房下地的蜜还要甘甜。
It is sweeter than honey from the comb.
愿你话语的光来照亮我们。
May the light of your word enlighten us.
让我们肯把自己伏在你自己大能的手下。
So that we're willing to subject ourselves in your mighty hand.
认真的学习祷告的功课。
So that we can seriously learn the lesson of prayer.
主啊，我不是让别人祷告。主啊，求主你教导我来学习祷告的功课。
Lord, it is not that we let other people pray too, but we need to learn the lesson of prayer.
主，我愿意在你面前伏下来。
Lord, I am willing to be submit subject to you.
我愿意你在我身上有路可走。
I want you to have a way in my life.
我愿意你使我成为一个祷告的器皿。
I desire to be a vessel of prayer for you.
怜悯我们。
Be merciful to us.
听我们祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.